Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, January 28th. The new Colorado Commissioner of Agriculture, Kate Greenberg, was in Montrose on Saturday. Greenberg is from Durango and was appointed by Governor Jared Polis. KVNF's Corey Stanton spoke with Greenberg and asked what her plans are going into 2019.
Well, first and foremost, it's a huge honor to be in this position. I am so excited to keep working with producers across the state, with the ag industry, with folks I haven't met yet in the industry and out on the land. In 2019, a lot of my work is getting out in the field, listening to folks, understanding what the department does that works, that we just need to keep supporting, and then hearing from farmers and ranchers of what we can do better, what we can work on together. I take a very collaborative approach to this work. That's been my work the last many years, is all about working with farmers and ranchers on the ground, in the field, understanding what they're up against, and then working together to figure out solutions, and tend to do that here in this new role. So moving forward, just be a lot of conversations, hearing from stakeholders what they need, and then taking that back and seeing what we can do at the department. There are so many things the department does that are critical to ag in the state, so we'll want to be sure our operations are sound and we're moving forward in a sound way. Beyond that, I'm so excited for what's possible. You know, I think the opportunities that are here for agriculture are immense. They're growing. This administration is so excited about ag in the state, about supporting future generations of farmers and ranchers, diversifying market opportunities across the state, and really investing in the health of our soil and water and climate here in Colorado.
I'm so happy to hear you say all of that. I know many farmers, and we obviously had a drought this last summer, and as much as I don't love driving in the snow, I'm so grateful for all this new snow and the hope that we'll have enough water this year.
I think you hit it on the head that it's water is the bottom line. It's the lifeblood. It's what allows us all to live here and build businesses here and farms and ranches to thrive. Even if you're dry land, of course, we depend on water. And thank goodness this year so far is better than last, but we're not in the clear. We have big challenges ahead across the Colorado River Basin. You know, we have a lot of interstate obligations to deliver water downstream. We have a lot of pressure from growth coming down on ag. We have our state water plan, which will be, you know, the state will be looking to fund and get projects on the ground. And it's key that agriculture be at the table to define how the state looks moving forward with regards to water.
The passing of the new farm bill, obviously that legalized hemp. I think Colorado has done a really great job to set up our industrial hemp industry through the CDA. How is the passing of the new farm bill going to affect us?
Well, I'm really glad that we did get a farm bill passed at the end of last year. In my previous job with National Young Farmers Coalition, we worked heavily on this last farm bill cycle to make sure that, you know, young and beginning farmer needs were represented in the bill. You know, I think the farm bill there's a lot of positive things it will do for ag. With regards to hemp, Colorado is a leader in the nation. I intend to do what we can to make sure we remain as such, and I think the industry is ready to do the same. So excited to see what's ahead.
Nationally, health care has been a partisan issue for the last few years. But in Colorado, it's emerging as a top priority at the state capitol. And as KVNF's Scott Franz reports, some of the early legislation being proposed this session is already packing legislative hearing rooms.
One of the bills would add autism to a list of conditions that can be treated with medical marijuana. Similar legislation was vetoed by Governor Hickenlooper last year.
I haven't found a pediatrician yet who thinks it's a good idea to sign this bill.
But new Governor Jared Polis has already indicated his support for marijuana reform, and more than 100 people showed up at a hearing about the bill, including Margaret Terlahi. She told lawmakers what her family's life was like before she started giving her son medical marijuana.
He headbangs, punches himself, kicks himself, sometimes up to 1,000 times a day. When we were stationed in Georgia, he had beat his ears so bad that he needed surgery twice.
They tried giving him Risperdal and Abilify, which are the only medicines the Food and Drug Administration has approved for autism.
Both made him drool. They also cause liver problems, kidney problems, Right before moving here, my son started urinating blood.
His condition qualified him for a medical marijuana prescription, and she says it's changed his personality.
He's a very special, special boy. He's not aggressive towards others. He only hurts himself, but all he wants to do is cuddle 24/7. And medical cannabis helped with that.
Terlahi was one of several mothers who testified, but others in the hearing room, like Dr. Dave Downs of the Colorado Medical Society, told lawmakers that cannabis has its risks.
There's clear evidence that marijuana in developing brains is associated with harm to attention, cognition, executive control, memory, problem solving, and other brain issues.
He urged the 11-member House Health and Insurance Committee to reject the bill. But in the end, Committee Chair Susan Lahntein voted with five other Democrats and four Republicans to advance the legislation.
To the parent that said, I would rather give my child medical marijuana than watch them beat their head against the wall. For those folks, I will be a yes vote.
The committee also approved a bipartisan bill that aims to bring down the costs of health care in rural and mountain communities. Republican Representative Mark Catlin of Montrose is one of the sponsors.
All four counties that I represent are in a situation where there's only one health care plan that they can buy into. And, you know, I'm not good about monopolies, you know, and I understand business and all those kind of things, but it does bother me we only have one that we can talk about. And we've got people over there who need insurance. They truly do.
The proposal calls for the state to spend $500,000 to study a public insurance option. Democrat Dylan Roberts represents Rout and Eagle counties, which have some of the highest insurance premiums in the state.
Coloradans deserve more choice, more competition when they're purchasing health insurance so that they actually can buy a plan that gives them the peace of mind and security for themselves and their families, that they will never go bankrupt because of a health scare.
Republican Susan Beckman was one of just two lawmakers to vote against the bill. She represents Littleton and other cities in Arapahoe County, just south of Denver. She was skeptical of the study and whether the government needs to intervene.
Every time government gets involved and puts more money into the system, it gets worse.
The legislation now goes to the Appropriations Committee to see if there is money in the budget to pay for it. The third bill heard by the committee was the least controversial measure. It's a bill allowing pharmacists to prescribe chronic condition medications like insulin in emergency situations. It passed unanimously, and it also got approval on the House floor. From the state capitol, I'm Scott Franz.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, January 28th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.